You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is the master of all, but is under guidance and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. You will discover that the scripture says, as long as you are a child, you are not different from a slave. It's a profound statement. And I want you to know that when you look at the life of many Christians, they are not different from unbelievers. They are not different from people who have not committed their lives to Jesus. Why? It's because they have remained a child. Some people don't know that many of the solutions they are seeking in life, the answer is found in growth. How do I explain? You know, I went to when I was in primary school, I went to the primary 6 class one day and I saw the calculations on their board, primary 6 calculations. Maybe I was in primary 2 then or primary 3. And when I saw it, I said to myself, I can never know this thing. It's so complicated. But I graduated from primary 6, went to secondary school, went to university by God's grace. You see, the problem was growth. I just needed to grow at that time. There is no way somebody can sit down at that time to teach me primary 6 mathematics. I just need to grow to that stage. So now, when I'm talking to people, I realize that they have not grown. And when I say to them, see, just go and be growing. Just pay attention to God's word. Be praying. Be attending fellowship. Particularly give attention to genuine preaching of the word of God. It looks like, what is this you are saying? Solve our problem. No, there are many problems in our lives. God is not going to solve. Growth will solve it. As you grow, those problems will solve. There were things that I never understood. I cried for and so on. Now I don't cry for them. I now see that if God had answered my prayer then, he would have even done a damage to my Christian work. There are things that by virtue of growing in his word, by virtue of growing in his character, it settled those issues. There are deceptions you will not fall into because you have grown. But if you don't grow, you will fall for it. Let me give you an example. I had a preacher recently. He said one day he was in Brazil, he was preaching. And his child's stomach became protruded. And before he could pray, he said God did not allow him to pray. God now told him to raise an altar, a financial altar. So he said they had a project somewhere and he raised maybe $1,000 or so. I can't remember the exact figure. But he said by the following day, the stomach had gone flat. The child had become normal. Now, when I saw that post on Facebook, I went to check the comment. Did you know everybody in the comment were saying, glory, wow, this is practical. Not a single person, at least to the time when I checked it, was against it. Do you know what he just said? It's not correct. It's not biblical, but people who have not grown, they are going to fall into it. It's going to look like it's a spectacular thing to them. We do not serve a God that is going to afflict your child with protruded stomach, and once you raise money, he's going to heal you. What kind of God is that? It is not God who spoke to him. Even if he had a voice, it wasn't the voice of God. You see, there are things that you will know by virtue of growth. You see, when you look at many of our drugs or a lot of products, actually, they will write, keep rich out of children. There are things they are keeping rich out of you because you are a child. God cannot commit those things into your hand. There are things you are asking God to do, but God can't commit it. Some of you don't know the danger of money. Some of you don't know that certain money, if they enter your bank account, you will need drug to sleep. You'll be looking for drug. You'll not be able to sleep. You can't handle it. But you know, in your mind, you feel like you can handle it. There are money that will be in your bank account that you will not be able to think about God. Your mind constantly will be on that money. When you sleep, it is that money you are thinking. In your dream, you'll be thinking of that money. When you wake up, the first thing that comes to your hand is the money in your account. God must bring you to a point where you will see money in your account. It will not change your countenance. It will not change your state of heart. You will just drop the phone, continue to do what you are doing, and in your mind you are saying, Lord, this money has entered. What do you want me to do with it? There are many things God won't commit to your hand just by virtue that you are still a child. You have to grow. And you know, so it's difficult to explain certain things to a child. The story I gave, how do I explain to somebody that this is not right? This is not correct. For me to come to that conclusion, I have spent time with scriptures. I have spent time with the word of God. And I know that is not the character of God. And I know that God is not going to ask you to raise money because your child is sick. Let me tell you what they are doing today. Today, gradually, giving in the body of Christ is no longer out of passion, compassion for the needy or out of love for God. Which should be the two motives for giving? Love for God, compassion for one another. It is not a business transaction. So you are giving to, so you had that money to give to God's project. You didn't give it. It was when your child is now sick that you are now hearing a voice telling you to now give money to God's work. People who are genuinely working with God, they don't need such situation to give. They give because they love God. All this kind of giving that they are talking about, that it is a giving to get something back. They call it financial altar. For crying out loud, there is nothing like financial altar. There is no altar today. All that we have is Christ. He said, come, he who is thirsty. He said, buy of me freely, freely. God does not sell any of his miracle. With what he said, has God not sold something healing now? God healed the child because he raised an altar of $1,000. You see, that's the problem. But all of this will not move anybody that is rooted in Christ. Do you know why it hurt me so much? As I read people's comment, I just marvel. I wouldn't have commented on the post because I wrote a comment there. I said, I'm not serving this kind of God. And I said, stop misrepresenting God. I wish there was just one voice that said this is not correct. I would not have wrote any comment. Brethren, you need to grow. If you don't grow, there won't be a difference between an unbeliever. Certain things will be happening to you. You will not be able to deal with it because you have refused to grow. But look at something. He said, but he is under guidance and stewards. You see, when you are a babe, you need guidance and stewards. That is the reason God gave us apostles, teachers, evangelists, pastors, prophets for the work of the ministry. But I see so many people today, as a babe, I'm telling you, they have already started ministry. You know, sometimes I marvel that I'm counseling somebody in my own judgment. This person looks like a year old in Christ. But that person is already having ministry. They are already having children ministry somewhere, women ministry somewhere, Christian businessmen ministry that they are doing. And I look at this person. This person has not even shown any sign that he or she is born again. They have not mastered Christ. They have not learned Christ. They have not tarried with Christ. They're already doing something. They're already running up and down. Brethren, there is a place for growth. There is a time to learn. There is a time to be guided. When you are a babe, you will be like a servant. There will not be any difference in your life. Growth is very crucial for you to enter into all the inheritance that is yours in Christ Jesus. May you grow daily in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.